Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up? Welcome to the show. This is episode
21
of the How Awesome Is This podcast. My guests are Howard Jones from the Mighty Light the Torch, who is on tour now. Go see him. They are opening for Killswitch, so this is a big treat for all the fans where Howard comes out. Well, no spoilers, right? Just like the movie, no spoilers.
We just saw it on all the news sites. We got the footage already.
and all these podcasts are just spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. Right, what else is there?
Yeah. So go see Jesse and Howard and send our love. Tell them Josta sent you. And enjoy today's show with Charlie, Brian, Howard, and myself. We're watching this wild movie, Border, for all you fans of, science, fantasy.
Weird Norse mythology.
Mythology. I don't know. Is this science fiction? Is it horror? What genre is this?
I feel like there's way too much magic for it to be science fiction. And there's not enough baby eating for it to be horror.
That's a very good point. I agree. And today's episode is of course brought to you by Seek and Strike Records, and they're a great sponsor, just a great label that we'd be promoting regardless if they were sponsoring the show or not, because we love their bands. They have like everybody from Orbit Culture to Upon a Burning Body. And now we're going to hear a new track. And Brian, did you listen to this track yet? Because I sent it to you last night.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty hard. The band is called Burn Down Eden. If you are fans of the like old In Flames style, or if you like Black Dahlia Murder, maybe you'll dig this.
There's a lot this of is, fucking.
What were you gonna say?
Finger tapping going on.
This is their debut single. The new EP is dropping February 18th, so we want to make sure that Josta Show listeners and How Awesome Is This podcast listeners move the needle for our friends at seekandstrike.com. So check it out right now. Here's Burn Down Eden with their track Sermonize.
Like a siren, I am free.
That was Burn Down Eden with their track Sermonize. Giving you a little music before we start the movie podcast, but let us know what you're listening to. And if you like that track and you want to pre-order, go to seekandstrike.com, use the code JOSTA10. While you're over there, maybe, who knows, maybe those Orbit Culture double LPs aren't sold out yet, but I think they are. But use the code JOSTA10 at checkout, seekandstrike.com. And yeah, let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you're listening to. Josta Show at Gmail or call the hotline 201-677-8032. Call the hotline with any movie suggestions. You know what, when someone brings me new information, you know, I stand corrected and I admit where I was uninformed. Wouldn't you do the same, because you're a pretty mature individual?
Of course.
So I stand corrected on Kevin Costner. I'm watching Yellowstone. He's coming with the fucking content, bro. He's coming with the heat.
Is it a cowboy flick? What is it?
It's a cowboy show. It's like Game of Thrones on horses. This shit is wild. In one episode, sorry, spoiler alert, everybody, I won't give it away too bad, but in one episode, like, you got meth labs blowing up, you got people getting beat down, you got casinos being taken over. I mean, dude, this shit is crazy. You got it. So Charlie, he might have been right about Kevin Costner. He's back in my good graces. Now, this movie Border doesn't have a lot of stars in it, and that's okay. And we're going to get into that in just a second, but I want to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by IndieMerchStore.com. Make sure, another friend that's on tour right now, George from Cannibal Corpse, they're out with Whitechapel, Revocation. Go check them out. Get your merch. Be that guy and go to the show with the Cannibal Corpse shirt on. There's no rules in this shit.
Hey, man, I got a terror hoodie at the 25th anniversary show.
Yeah, and you put it right on there at the show, right?
That's it, right there at the merch booth.
You go up to the merch booth, you buy a shirt, or you go to IndieMerchStore.com, use the promo code JOSTA10. Then, when it gets to your house, you put it on, and then you go to the show. Fuck the rules. Don't let anybody shame you for wearing the band's shirt at the band's gig. I fucking love that. I wish every band would just come out and they're all wearing their own merch. last but certainly not least, I want to thank the Mad Russian Apothecary. If you want, look at this fucking ginger monstrosity that I got going on right here. If you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the bell. Go to the madrussianapothecary.com. Get yourself some of this So Soft hair treatment. Put it in your beard. Put it in your hair. You can put it in your pubes if you're growing that hippie dick. If you didn't use our Manscaped.
Hell yeah.
What was our Manscaped coupon code? Might as well give them a shout out too. Was it just Josta?
Josta20, I believe.
Yeah. So Josta20 at manscaped.com and Josta21 at the madrussianapothecary.com. Try the foot butter. It's the bomb.
You a Josta chia pet.
And we put the fucking Mad Russian all over it. The foot butter is the bomb. It really is. Get it? B-A-L-M. All right. Sorry, everybody. Check out this episode of How Awesome Is This Podcast, where we watch the movie Border. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 21 of the How Awesome Is This Podcast. I am here with Brian, and Howard Jones is going to be joining us in just a few. And we watched the movie Border.
We sure did.
It was wild, to say the least. We are going to get all into it in just a second. But first, I want to shout out some of our patrons here joining us to talk about this Swedish thriller drama. I wouldn't call it horror, but it has elements.
It was. I can't even categorize this flick.
No, you really can't. It's kind of like an art house drama fantasy thriller. I don't know, but let's shout out the patrons here. We got Vincent Jewell in the house. We got Guy on the couch. Who's Guy on the couch? Shoot your name into the chat there. We got Paul Scally. We got Tony Gomez. Shout out to Tony Gomez. We got Andy Wilson, John Lampinski, and Howard Jones is jumping on right now.
Hey, there he is.
I will get to the rest of the shout outs.
I just got to unmute you real quick, Howard.
Later on.
Yo.
But
how are you?
What's going on?
There he is. How's it going, Howard?
Chilling.
I guess before we get to the movie, we should tell everybody to go get your Scion album November 26th. And by go get, I mean go stream it. Or can you buy it on Bandcamp? Can you buy the digital? You don't know.
You know I don't know this.
You know if we got physicals coming out?
No.
No, no, we're fine.
That's not as of yet. You know, just putting it out. It's going to be all the platforms. So, yeah. Stoked.
The Google Plays, the Amazons, the Tidals, the Spotifys. I don't think Google Plays a thing anymore.
I've never been on Tidal.
I have a Tidal account. It's great.
Really?
I don't, but I know some people that do, and I'm like, really? You awesome. Got to be the weird one? You got to be...
Do you have to be fair, it comes free with my phone plan.
You missed it, Brian.
Oh,
he goes, do you have a Zune too? Well, the name of the album, the Scion album, named after your middle name. You did it with Jared Dines, YouTuber and riff beast in his own right.
Oh, yeah.
The songs so far that you've released sound killer, and people are really excited. It's getting millions of views. So make sure you go support the fellas November 26th. I like a quick rollout.
Yeah, it was really fast. Wasn't sure it would work out that way, but yeah, we were able to do it. And, you know, not having the product, we can just jump it out. And, you know, I've got some other stuff to attend to. So, you know, plus I'm going to be touring pretty soon with Light the Torch. And so
Hell yeah.
If we can get this out, I can, you know, just kind of move on. So it worked out really well.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And I saw you posted about the other players. You were able to announce that. Do you want to give them a shout out real quick before we talk about this Swedish drama fantasy thriller or whatever we're calling this movie?
Yeah, before we move on. I just want to say this. Did you guys see that movie?
Oh, yes, we did.
I have been able to stop thinking about all the weird shit in this flick for like we watched this movie like 3 weeks ago now.
Wait, he's got to shout out his Scion guys first.
Oh right. Shoot. That was, I always get asked to write some stuff down. I don't remember what I said.
Okay, it's fine.
But yeah, the people that were involved, it was like, let's see, of course, Jared, you got Hiram who produced it. Fantastic job. Hilarious guy. Love him to death. Joseph and Josh, who, you know, they recorded and mixed the last two Light the Torch albums, and my PA, my boy Zach, you know, just been my guy with that I've been traveling with a lot. It's just, there's been like little hands in this, and it just, to be able to do it the way we did it and keep it kind of enclosed, it was a lot of fun. It really was.
Cool. Well, everybody's looking forward to it. November 26th, again, I didn't want to just start the show without mentioning it just because we haven't done your own like episode in a minute. And people were asking me.
And well, then, I mean, I haven't forgotten about, but like, that's the thing with this movie. It, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to do this podcast. So I had to watch it again.
Oh, no.
Me too. And there was so much I noticed on the second pass that I didn't notice.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail. It's just wow.
Okay. So let's
I got the trailer.
The Swedish trailer or the Swedish title is called Grans. And I guess you could say this is a love story. It's from the writer who did Let the Right One In, which I remember seeing on tour way back in the day. I mean, that's got to be almost 20 years old, but that was a great movie, and the remake was okay too. Mm-hmm. But basically we're following Tina, who is a customs officer, and she has, I guess what you would say, a strange look,
unfortunate face.
She's not a looker. My father always said to me when I was young, be kind, and he probably doesn't want me saying this on the podcast, but and we could call him and we could ask permission real quick, but he used to say, be kind to the homely girls.
They got hot friends. He didn't tell you the second part of that.
I don't know. She's definitely giving off Geico vibes.
Yeah, so easy a cave woman could do. Listen, I felt a connection to her. She's a customs officer who has some unusual traits, and she can smell fear. So she develops this attraction to a strange traveler
who also has an unfortunate face.
Yes, they look as if they could be brother or sister of Neanderthal mm-hmm. cousins. She gets drawn into this relationship with him during this police investigation, which calls into question her entire existence. So let's watch the trailer, and then we're gonna get right into it.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh man.
She's okay, so this part where she's eating the bugs, I'm like, what is this movie about? Like, what, where? Oh, no, she didn't eat that one. That one, I was like, why didn't she eat the grasshopper? He's not tasty. So right out the gate, you feel bad for her because, you know, life ain't easy looking like that. I know firsthand. But she's got these magical, she's got some,
she seems to have a connection to the outside.
Yeah, nature. Like she has like magic nature power.
That is the caveman can do it guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so this is a subtitled film. She thinks she has a chromosomal difference, right? Her father told her that he had a flaw. That's like Howard's line he used to use back at the bar, like, there's no flaw in you, baby.
What?
What? Oh, you did that.
Oh yeah, what was the lightning connection? They both have these scars.
Yeah.
Because they got surgery when they were babies, because they had tails and fucking weird shit going on.
Yeah.
Du ska inte lyssna på mycket på vad människor säger.
Hela mitt liv så ingenting.
Yeah, so she thinks her dad lied to her. Okay. The trailer. Still, after watching the trailer, you have no idea what you're getting into. Howard, did you go into this blind?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I had seen it. Like, I watched the clip. So when you suggest this movie, holy crap, I actually had it saved in my Amazon. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. And then you brought it up. I'm like, that's really weird. No clue. And I mean, you're like, I just wait, didn't know.
We're watching this on How Awesome Is This? Fuck.
and at first, were you like, okay, cool, this is interesting. Is this like the first like 45, 50 minutes? I'm like, okay, so this is a woman or a person, a figure who she's going to discover her true nature mm-hmm. because of this chance encounter with someone who seems very familiar to her. And the whole nature thing, she has the power. The fox comes up to the window. She's chilling with a moose, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is cool. This is like a some sort of fantasy fiction. I'm like, are they lost Neanderthals? What are they? But then
that second half, the shit, man.
They had me in the first half, not gonna lie.
Yep.
It takes such a turn.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, okay, so you're a middle-aged border guard. you're living an unhappy life. You got this douchebag boyfriend who's like using you for free rent, right? Tina.
Yeah. That's in between tours with Metalocalypse. I mean, that guy. He looks like he plays guitar for them.
Yeah.
Well,
Squisco.
So you come to find out that this guy, this guy Vore, his name is in the movie, he's got a mangina. And we know this because they search him because he looks sketchy coming through. She could smell something's off with him. And you know, the other border guard says to her, like, oh, you should have done that interrogation. It was a little uncomfortable there for a minute. And she's like, huh, so he's a she? That's kind of, you know, weird. But she's not like, she's not that shocked, right? Because she still has this, she knows she has this connection.
Yeah, she's been glancing at herself for a while, so she's not too shocked by weirdness.
So can I tell you the weird journey that I had going through this movie here? So it started off, and I thought it was going to be like a thriller about terrorism, right? That's how the movie started to me, because it was like TSA, this woman, she can like read people's minds and she knows what they're thinking. All right, great. Then I thought it was a movie about retards, right? Because this is
my God.
then left turn, I thought it was about werewolves, right? Like, oh shit, this is a werewolf movie. No shit. Got it. I'm waiting for the horror. Turns out not a werewolf movie.
Nope.
Then I thought it was about trannies. Turns out
trannies
either. It's actually about fucking trolls. Who saw that coming?
Yes.
I literally, you know, I'm writing down notes. The three words I wrote was, because I just thought, what is this? And then I just wrote, live action Shrek.
Oh my God. Well, the origins of troll mythology are, they come from Nordic folklore, right? So the Swedish, it's a Swedish movie, but the director is Iranian, but I think either went to school in Sweden or went to college there or film school or moved there. So I was like, what are they trying to say? Like, I did think about the trans thing. I thought, oh, maybe this is like a movie with a positive message about people feeling like they don't belong and things aren't always as they seem but then when they show the troll dong, her troll dong,
yeah,
let's just get the troll dong.
Turns out the lady trolls have dongs.
Well, then I thought, okay, maybe they're both, what's the term? Hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they're both have both sex organs or whatever. And I didn't know that was even something that existed in the troll or Nordic folklore.
Not in, but either way, troll stuff.
Well, either way, they did it in a way, and he says it so nonchalantly to her, you know. And I was kind of thinking, like, wait, did he tell her she's a troll after they banged?
After they banged with her dick and his mangina,
she bangs him. And then the makeup is so impressive. Like, I gotta say, I know they got nominated for an Oscar for the makeup.
Yeah,
and I guess it's a mask, because when I looked up a bunch of different articles and I watched a bunch of different interviews with the cast, they were saying how luckily that actress who plays Tina, Brian, if you could just tell me her name while I'm telling you this, she was used to swimming in super cold water. So when we had troll skinny dipping, it was 8 degrees. And they kept their head above the water because they didn't want the mask or the prosthetics to get messed up. But these actors
really
are champs.
I didn't know that.
Eva Melander, she's a champ. And they really sold this because it's they're saying ridiculous stuff, but it's shot in such a way where it's serious. And then all of a sudden it's turning into like a troll SVU episode where she, you know, knows this business man is sketchy, and she's like, search the phone, and he goes and she finds this little like SD card, and he goes to eat it because there's CP on there, and it takes this whole fucking turn. Anyways,
see, I thought it was a thriller during the whole CP thing, where I was like, oh, this is gonna be like a fucking border security, like TSA action movie. negative.
One part troll love story, mm-hmm. with troll sex, skinny dipping, woodland foraging. I mean, it was beautiful. I was totally, yeah. I was oh, into yeah. it.
You're immersed. You're in the movie. It doesn't matter that it's a different language. You're in it. It's beautiful. It's shot beautifully. But man, it's like he was like, okay, I get one movie and I'm putting everything in it. I mean, there's turns and plots and little segue.
Did anyone else think it was a werewolf movie when the full moon happened and the dude started bugging out? I was like, oh, he's going to kill everybody. Oh, turns out he's just giving birth in the woods. What?
No.
When the way the dogs turned on him.
Yeah.
And then he backed them down. I'm like, what's happening?
It's
right
like,
now?
Oh, it's a werewolf movie. Fuck yeah.
That was so cool. Getting up to that part, I was like, this is wild. It's disturbing. It's gross, but you're totally right. Like, cause you're like, what is happening to this guy? And like, what is that? And it's, I was like, I kept having to rewind spots cause those spots were a little dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Yeah. The lunar thing I didn't think werewolf, but I thought, okay, the cycle of the moon, is he having his like troll period? Like what's going on? Then come to find out he gives birth to these things every month and they look like kids. They're called Hasits, but they're
sounds
not
very anti-Semitic.
They're clay like unfertilized human troll eggs.
Yeah.
Even just saying that sounds insane.
Yeah, it's a troll embryo that only eats and sleeps.
It was so strange. It was very strange.
It was like watching an R-rated version of the show Grimm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about today's sponsor. I'm talking about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. You heard me right, rockauto.com. So if you like Lem and if you're a real motorhead, you want to go to Rook.
That's going to ruin your career.
You go to rockauto.com, baby. Anyways, go to rockauto.com. Check out all the parts available for your car. There's no promo code, right, Brian?
Negative. We already get wholesale prices.
Fucking love you, rockauto.com. Thank you. Everybody support rockauto.com, baby. The source material is a short book called Let the Old Dreams Die. And director Ali Abbasi brought this story to life, but because the novella or the short story is coming from Tina's point of view, it didn't have this sort of cinematic feel. So they rewrote it with the guy, you know, the guy from the guy who wrote Let the Right One In. I think his name mm-hmm. is it's like John Lindquist or Johan Lindquist. Hopefully I'm getting that right. But so they really brought this story to life of Tina, the customs officer, meeting Vor, who then, you know, completely lets you down because you've come to find out that he's so racist against humans that he's willing to literally become a monster to, quote, you know, defeat the monsters or get vengeance for them subjugating the troll race. And you're like, and they're just having this as like after sex talk. And she's like, really? Vengeance? But some humans are good. Like, what about my dad? No, they're all fucking scumbags. And so I'm like, oh, so is this about racism? Like, where are we going with this? Then you're like, wait, this is troll SVU. They're going to break up a human CP ring.
I don't know. I was just thinking there was going to be like this slow, steady troll uprising. Then I'm like, are they going to go to war? Like, what's happening?
Yes.
Like, it really quickly turns into a bad Netflix fantasy.
Well, Look, I've never made a film. I want to eventually make a film, but so I would have done a lot of things differently with this. But still, each turn, I was like, hey, it's your film. You got the funding. You got the actors. You wrote it. I mean, this is wild. I'm just here for the ride.
Oh, yeah. That's how I felt. And like, this is one of the weirder movies I've watched in a very long time. And I'm entertained.
It was definitely entertaining.
Well, just their interactions, how it becomes so differently. Like, they both deal with humans so differently. But then when they're dealing with each other, the facial, they're both such good actors. Through the mask, you can see they're doing these troll-like interactions where it feels totally legit. Like, oh, yeah, this is just how two trolls, you know, vibe.
Yeah, you buy it. You buy it. And that's the thing. When you're looking at this, and you can't really, like, just start laughing at, like, their appearance or anything like that, because it's just not that kind of movie. The way it's set, you don't just immediately, like, laugh at it thinking it's cheesy. And
yes, because right out of the gate,
like that.
I totally agree. And right out of the gate, you know that she, just her facial expressions, you know that she has a curiosity within her. You know, obviously she knows she's different and she's special, but she has no clue as to even what species she is. So when you are there, you feel like you're there when he's telling her, and you're like, oh my god, where is this gonna go? So then the CP ring turn is like, okay, it's not where you expect, and you're happy that she's gonna help and she has this extraordinary power to smell the fear and to get the people to I guess confess. But at the same time, once there's like troll nudity, and I'm like,
troll dicks swinging around,
I'm like, does she have a troll?
Yes, very hairy troll breasts.
That too.
Is she on Troll Knee Fans? All right, I'll leave. I'm done for the night.
Jim Jost, everybody.
Wow.
Where's the door? It just makes you think, how are they gonna end this? And then when the Hasit comes in, or is that how you say it?
I feel like we should just call them troll babies, to be honest. Yeah.
Let's go with that. Yeah, dummy wise, you know.
And the makeup people, the effects people, I guess they work on a lot of big films. Like, they got a real sick team of people. I mean, I commend them, because I think Tina and Vore are real people. Like, I think they're real trolls.
Where did they find these unfortunate looking actors to cast in this movie?
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah. I had to take a look, like, let me see what these people look like. Like, wow. It really was an amazing makeup job.
Yeah. No, they're like attractive actors. Like, yes. Yeah. They are like up there on the scale.
So let's talk about when she realizes, okay, I gotta turn him in. Like, that's my job. Like, I'm working. This is an active investigation. We're trying to bring down the CP ring. And he says, you know, you're not a human, like, meet me on the ferry. And she goes, and you feel so bad for her. She's crying and she's like, I'm sorry. You know, like, you gotta go. Like, you're
a bad
shit bag. Yeah. And he just is like, yo, peace. And just jumps off the fucking ferry.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a fucking troll. I don't give a shit. I was just trying to get you into the cool kid club. Bye.
And he can swim with handcuffs.
He's a troll.
I don't know. Well, I mean, first he fell to the lower deck, and then he jumped off. But, like, I mean, are we supposed to believe he died? Or, I mean, seems to be pretty strong. Did he break the cuffs, and is he alive? Or did he send the baby?
So let's get, we'll get to that in a second. So let's, I think, you make some good points there. I think he lived. I think trolls have some sort of healing power or some sort of superhuman strength.
Trolls regenerate, according to the lore.
That do is, they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can, like, cut their arm off and they'll grow a new arm.
Come on.
I'm a fucking weird nerd, dude. I have I have like $10,000 of magic cards around me right now, so I'm like very aware of all this shit.
I believe that was the highlight of this episode.
So, oh, I'm sorry. Let me rewind. I should say before the scene where he jumps off the ferry, she goes to find Vor because she's like, yo, you could crash in my crib. But she also has these tenants, right? And they're freaked out. They call the ambulance because their baby's like mutilated. Well, and
trolls steal babies and swap their babies out so other people can raise them. Because I don't know if you noticed, but that troll dude, huge dickhead, not raising a kid. You know, so he had the baby and then they eat babies and replace their baby with your baby. And then you raise a troll kid.
But it's a changeling, right? Yeah. He used the term changeling. So basically, he was
like
just
people
waiting to replace the real human infant with the dying troll embryo. No. And that part was disturbing. Like,
OK, but he also said that he sells them, or was he just lying?
Maybe they were cutting out some of the grimness of troll lore there, but maybe it's just selling them.
I mean,
I'm hungry. I would have turned it into a way different movie.
Yeah, because once he confesses to trafficking the human infants as like part of the troll's like plot to get vengeance, you know, on the humans. Tina's like, yo, this, you know, I know we were she's like, yo, I know we were mistreated and they experimented on us and whatnot, but that doesn't justify like what you're doing. She's like, you're sick, you're a monster. And that part was tense because they're like growling at each other. And I'm like, yo, are we gonna have like a troll matrix fight right
now? Troll fight.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but the compassion kicked in. And so that made me think like, oh, maybe that's like what her dad taught her, because her dad seems like a nice guy. It's kind of a sad relationship. She shows up and startles him. And he's like, oh, my God, you know, I didn't know you were here. And she's like, do you know who I am? Because she goes to confront him like, you've been lying to me my whole life. I'm not a human. I'm a fucking troll. And he's like, I know who you are. You're my fucking daughter. Like, I love you. And I was like, OK, good. So she's going to take the side of the humans, but I was really hoping that there was going to be more trolls introduced at that point.
Yeah, that's what, man, I thought there was going to be some sort of uprising. I really thought, or at least like some troll fighting. I really was thinking that it was going to go that route. And I also thought there would be more violence.
It would have been a cool setup for a sequel. To be like, at the end of the movie, it's like fucking just trolls start running out of the woods and like, oh no. Yeah. Like you see news broadcasts like, fuck trolls. Oh shit. You know,
like the end of Harry and the Hendersons. They just like come out from the trees and you're like, oh shit. No, I think they should turn this into episodic TV. I think we need a prequel. We need a sequel. We need a spinoff with Vor, because Vor is the type of villain that, if he had like a Joker backstory, you know, like hurt people, like hurt trolls or whatever, hurt trolls, hurt humans. That could maybe make you have more empathy for him. Because once you learn he's like in on this CP ring, you're like, well, fuck Vor. It sucks. Cause you're like, yo, Vor is hard. Like he's the mangina with the plangina. I don't know.
That's a crazy metal name too.
Vor.
Yeah.
Is hard.
Dude, hard. Yeah.
So,
I don't know if that's a common name there, but I was like, oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah, no, I was fully backing it. I guess once they learn about the psychiatric hospital where the trolls were tortured and whatnot, and then I guess at the end, right, she goes to see her parents' graves. And then then she finds the, what did happen with the CP ring? They busted everybody? Was there closure there?
I feel like it wasn't as closured as a CSI episode where everybody goes to jail.
Yeah. At least one dude was going to jail. and then he got handled.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't find his body, and then the editing is so quick. Like they'll be like laying on the ground kissing, and then they're in an office in a different scene, and then they're it was I felt like the cuts at the end were a little weird.
Maybe.
It's like the end of Lord of the Rings. They should have ended it like 15 minutes beforehand with just like a solid ending.
Yeah. Well, when she gets the parcel and the package comes and she opens it and there's a little cute troll baby in there. I was like, oh, she knocked up Vore, and Vore, because it doesn't look like the changeling. This is the real deal troll baby.
Yeah. It was hairy and everything. And yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Did he send the child? It'd be great for a sequel. Hey, Border 2, Border Patrol.
Border Patrol?
Yeah.
That was awesome. What about when he just says, like,
unintended.
What about when they're just laying there in the moss and he's like, yeah, we're trolls. They've been torturing us since the 70s.
And she's not like, what the fuck? She's just like, yeah, all right.
It's like, yeah, I can see that.
She's like, yeah, you know what? That adds up.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just sucks for her that, and I guess, you know, not being able to find like true love, you feel bad for her. But then I guess at the end, you're like, well, no, it's you got the baby. That's where you find love, like is the next generation. Because he's telling her, like, let's keep our race alive. Right. He says that to her at some point. I forget true when.
Supremacists.
Dude, did we have to see her erection? Did we have to see
it? No, we did, to prove that trolls get lady boners. That was rough. It was rough.
It was like watching a mushroom go from spore to full grown. And I was like, I don't need this.
It was not people shaped.
No.
You know, I appreciate them trying to really let us in on what
troll biology
deal was. Yeah. The troll anatomy.
That's what cinema's been missing.
I mean, you could say that. You could say that that Vore really paid the troll toll there.
Oh, wow. Shit.
All right. Let's get to.
Who was the grenade?
Oh, my God. Oh, let's get to the chat here. Who do we got here? Okay. So Paul Scally wrote, best way to go blind. Oh no, best way go blind, like going into the film blind. I thought it meant like watching this film you want to go blind.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, dude, I was like, fuck.
But yeah, not knowing what was going to happen, it just kind of added to it, because you literally didn't know what was coming next, and it was probably going to be outrageous.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the trailer before. Jamie was like, don't watch anything.
Yeah.
Just watch the movie. And I was like, all right.
Yep, I had seen the trailer. That's the thing. But I had forgotten about it.
Well, kudos to everybody involved for making a truly unique universe in this film that I could have never guessed where it was going and what we were going to see. It was, I feel like they charted just completely new territory with this.
Yeah, like I said, I went on a wild journey watching this movie. The narrative inside my head was ever changing.
I watched on an iPad in bed, and my girlfriend rolled over a couple times and audibly said, what in the fuck are you watching?
That is a fair question.
Paul Scally says, you can't explain it without major spoilers. No, you really can't. And we were trying to get other comedians and people like to do this episode with us. We've been working on getting this episode scheduled for a long time. And so everybody I asked who was unavailable would say, okay, yeah, what's the movie about? And I'm like, I just watch it, dude.
Yeah. Going in dark, it really is the best way.
I actually talked to Zach Amico about this flick, because of course he's seen this. And yeah, he was just like, watch out, dude. This shit is a wild ass journey.
Zach Amico, after like a couple shots of Jameson, him and Tina, I could see them hitting the dance floor hard.
Wow.
Okay, so he's bi, so it would work, right? Like he's
Zach will fuck anything that looks good to him. hey, guy on the couch. It's his 3-year-old's birthday.
Happy birthday to the youngster.
Happy birthday to London.
John Lipinski says, my dialogue throughout watching this was different variations of what the fuck. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I think I said that probably 14 times out loud by myself.
John also said, if the human roommate, what was his name? He had what was his name? Fuck.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was he was really insignificant in the movie. It was just like dickhead number one, to be honest.
Yeah. He said, John said, if the human roommate discovered the troll dong, he would have moved out immediately.
Thomas.
I don't know, bro. He
I don't know.
Played by Matty Bousteden.
He kept trying to do things to it.
Like he didn't notice when he was trying to bang his chick that she had an innie dick.
It was an innie dick.
They made that point earlier in the movie where he was like, come on, let's just fucking do it. And she's like, no, dog, it hurts. Get away from me. And he was just like, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna get in there anyway. Spread those cheeks.
Yeah, he's like, all right, take control. Sorry. Oh. All right, I'll leave.
Oh, God damn it, Jamie.
All right.
So many trolls.
John Lipinski says, I knew Vore wasn't human when he took an entire serving tray at the buffet. Dude, he was fucking that salmon up, and I've been on those ferries when they had that salmon out with the dill.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on those Scandinavian.
Deal, yep. Oh, yeah. We that is just a good time, man. The breakfast is, that's a wonderful thing.
I'm all about that lox action. Some pickles, a bagel, some cream cheese, some red onion, some capers. I go hard in the salmon paint.
Yeah. There's so much.
So the dude who plays Vore looks a lot like the character.
Nah, I saw people writing that in message boards and on Reddit and stuff. I didn't really think he did.
Oh, and here it comes.
If you watch the interviews from Khan.
Right, like.
That one he does in that picture with the long hair he does.
Oh, yeah. There was.
But the chick is unrecognizable. Pretty much. Hold on, I'm pull up her picture in a second. Oh, here's them together. I'm sorry. Dead air. So she doesn't look anything like she does in the movie.
No.
And the mask with the freckles and everything, the skin looks so real. It doesn't have that pulling effect. Like when she's in the car, the lighting is so good. I could see why they got nominated for an Oscar for the makeup and effects, because it was real. You really believe that these are real people.
Yeah, and you could tell it was cold. You could tell.
Yeah. Yes.
Man.
Just the mist in the woods looked fucking cold, dude.
Oh, yeah. You can't fake that.
Uh-uh. They shot that on location in the icebox.
I just like that the whole movie kind of subverts different genre conventions, right? Because I saw one thing that's described it as Nordic noir.
And, that's pretty on point.
There's just, there's so many curveballs. Like the changeling angle, I thought was really cool. They got to expand on this universe.
I like that trolls are racist.
What? You ever see Troll? Troll Hunter?
Oh, Troll Hunter is a classic.
Troll Hunter is fucking dope. Different trolls.
Faintly remember.
It's like Norwegian dudes hunting kaiju trolls. They're like the size of mountains.
Yeah, these ain't the trolls that you had on the end of your pencil. You know, that you had the with the wild hair, with the trapper keeper. And if you want to watch this movie, it's on Hulu. You can watch it for free on Hulu, or you can rent it on YouTube for like $3.99.
It might be worth it. It's actually not. It's not a bad movie. It's fucking pretty interesting.
I mean, really? I
have so many questions.
All the questions.
Let's hear them. Yeah, let's hear them.
Oh, just like, you know, just you leave not knowing what's it. It's like, is he still alive? What is she going to do with this kid? Does she still work, or has she abandoned humans altogether? I mean, it's like, it's so you get vested. I don't know if it's not good. I think it's good, but I'm not sure.
I mean, I, for one, was like, if she works for the TSA, it better stand for Troll Security Administration, because it's perfect.
Too many jokes.
Dude, I had so many. I'm not even going to say. I've been writing these down for weeks. They're that so is bad.
Unreal. That's so they're funny.
They're so bad.
you may as well release them.
The angle with the investigator, when they get the lady in there and she's like, they're not hurting the kids, they're just taking pictures of them and whatever. Like, that was dark, man. She's like, I could smell your fear. You're hiding from someone. You're, and then I felt like we never got back to that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, that wasn't there wasn't resolution with that. It wasn't sewn up, and not that it needed to be, but I kind of want it to be.
Well, to be honest, I kind of just forgot about the child porn ring when the dude gave birth.
I forgot about it when the dude got killed.
Oh yeah.
In the back of the van.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Also, I forgot about that.
Why did he do that? Why did he decide I'm going to kill that guy?
Because he was going to give Vore up. He was going to.
Oh, okay.
Because Vore was the connect. He was the one who was kidnapping the kids and providing them to them. But really, he was like helping them self-destruct. Like, he wanted.
Okay. Yeah. I think I missed that one little bit there. Okay.
And that makeup was awesome. Well, because he smashes the dude's head on the concrete, and then they show a close up, and it's like, fuck, his whole forehead's cracked open.
Oh, and there was just bits of brain on the road and everything.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, there was some violence. So that also made me think, okay, he's very strong.
Yeah.
I think he survived.
Yeah. I don't think they wanted you to think that he was dead at the end of the movie, because he's like a fucking nature spirit or whatever, you know? He's like, I'm going to jump in the water and be fine. Bye.
That's why they shouldn't have made him a bad guy. I mean, Vore, the troll whose sidekick is a moose. I mean, there's the possibilities are endless. The fact that I was like, wait a second, I have to watch the credits now to see who the moose handler was, because they had one.
No, I mean, from what I understand, up until I watched this movie, I was like, I was of the mind that you cannot tame a moose.
Apparently you can.
Fuck.
I guess raising it from.
I don't know, man. They kill moose. More people than any, like almost any other animal every year. They kill so many fucking people.
And listen, I've played Bangor, Maine multiple times, and Eastern and Western Canada multiple times. I remember the first time we played in Bangor, we saw a fucking moose on the side of the road. First, we saw the signs. We're like, are you kidding me? Then we saw one, and it was 10 times bigger than I ever imagined it could be. I felt like the thing was like, I'm not kidding you, like 20 feet tall. They're literally horns, dude.
Yeah, they are enormous.
And we get to the venue and we're talking about it, and the guy's like, yeah, man, you don't want to hit one of those. And we're like, yeah, that would be fucked. He goes, people who hit moose don't live.
Right. Yeah, the moose is fine, by the way. Usually, when you hit a moose going 60, that moose is fine.
And no, the moose is dead. Yeah, the moose is like, that's just a little dirt off his shoulder.
Yeah.
The moose gets
Alaska. I went fishing. I think I saw like a couple dozen. on that trip, just because we were on the road for a long time getting to the boat. So yeah, it just saw a ton of them. They're huge,
massive.
And I know
monsters.
You ate the moose at that festival in Denmark at the catering. I know you ate that moose filet, Howard.
Yeah, I tried it.
It was not bad.
Yeah, it was okay.
No, dude, I had some
also
moose.
Depends on how it's how it's cooked, and but that was like the only time I've had it.
You had that moose knuckle soup,
bro.
I had that moose, and then when I was playing on stage, I felt like the power of the moose running through me. Like I was like, I dedicated the set to the moose. Like you didn't die in vain. Like I'm going to use some of your like animalistic, wild vibes.
Give me your spirit.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. This is not my thing, but Brian has some expertise in this area. What can you tell us about Delta 8 there, Brian?
Well, Yo Delta sent us a whole pile of carts a couple months back, and they were floating around the office. And I can tell you, they definitely do the job.
YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. That's G-A-S. You're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com. And these people are also the Kratom people, right?
Yeah, it's the same company that brings us Yo Kratom, so... You know they got quality stuff. Yeah, man.
Plants.
There are
fucking Robert Plant is over there. All right, now back to the show. Best makeup and hair: Goran Lundstrom, Pamela Goldhammer, and Erica Spitzig. Great, great work. Ali Abbasi is the director. They won one of the awards at Cannes Film Festival because he's Iranian. They like didn't let him in the States or something. That's fucked up.
Oh wow.
This dude should have a pass.
You know, it's wild, completely off topic, but I was dating an Iranian. So my brother is in the military, right? He's like, he has like all sorts of super secret clearances. And I was dating an Iranian chick, and they literally called him to fucking find out what it's about. The U.S. government does not fuck with Iran at all. Like, I was seeing an Iranian chick, and he had to fucking explain it.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess they lifted the travel ban for him. He was granted a rare exception to attend the Telluride Festival. So that's cool. The border film grossed $700,000 in the United States and Canada, 1.4 million in other territories for a total of 2.2 million. I mean, that's great with 110,000 with home video sales. What do you think the budget for this was? I was going to say like 1.5 or 2 million, maybe 3 million at the most.
I don't even know if it was that. I think they were able to cut corners. There's not a lot of people.
But
there's a bunch of locations, and I feel like the makeup probably was the majority of the budget.
That's true. The makeup's good. There is no way that didn't take time.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a, let's see here. It's got a 97% tomato meter and 76% audience score. I would give it I think I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. What do you say, Howard?
I'm going to agree with that. 7 out of 10. I'm still stuck on... Do I like it, or is it just a little too over the top for me? No, I think I like it.
Once you're like, wait, is this a gender bending fairy tale romance crime thriller?
Yeah, but that's the thing. In the end, it really is just like the most wacky fairy tale you've ever seen. And that to me is kind of cool.
So the movie made
about 2.3 mil, but I can't find how much it cost to make.
Yeah, no, I couldn't find the budget. Yeah.
But it made, I mean, it made a decent amount of money if it was a low budget movie.
For sure. No, yeah. I mean, it did really well. I'm surprised that I haven't seen advertisements for some sort of like Blu-ray with directors commentary and deleted scenes, because I'd like to know if there was a different edit or if there was a different ending or something. Because you know how sometimes with these indie films if it gets bought by a bigger distributor, they'll say, oh, can we do some, or not by a bigger distributor, by a bigger film company. Like they'll say, oh, can we do some reshoots or can we change this or that? But I think,
well, like this guy, right one in. They did that.
They did, right?
Yeah. Because
it was too doomed up at the ending.
They changed some shit. Yeah. About the movie, but I feel like it was pretty on point to the original, to be honest, but it was like there was some weird shit. I think they took out the fact that the vampire chick was stringing along the old, like they made it less obvious that she was conditioning him to be her new old guy.
Okay. Mm. Right. Okay. Yeah. I gotta rewatch that one.
It's ending of that movie is so dark, and it's like not out in the open. Cause literally the old guy she eats halfway through the movie used to be a little kid that she fucking hyped up to be her best friend, you know? And then he just was used up. So she got a new little kid. That's another movie
dark.
You should watch.
Yeah. That's dark. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, I'm into it.
Oh yeah. We should definitely watch that on this fucking movie on this show. But the Norwegian version or Swedish version.
Yeah, they can do some movies out there, man.
Oh yeah.
The director of this, Ali Abbasi, he said that he wants to do a political movie next. And more power to him. He's obviously a really talented director, but I think the only way we're getting a Border 2 or we're getting some sort of like spin-off episodic TV or something is if he does another project and it's not that successful, right? Because I feel like he's probably not going to revisit this world unless the fans, unless there's some sort of necessity to, or the fans discover this. I mean, it seems like more and more people are discovering this, even though it's been out for a few years.
Yeah, it might be catching a little bit of a little bit of steam. That'd be nice.
The sequel's called Mr. Troll Goes to Washington.
Oh my
God. Wow. It is political.
We got to make some merch like Tina is my homegirl or I don't know, like something.
Just shirts that say any dick and then just have a mushroom on it.
Oh God. All right, let's go back.
A war shirt would be hard.
Just his face, mean mugging.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I mean, Freddy Krueger was a P word, right?
Oh, yeah.
Technically.
Yep. That's why.
I think so.
Well, here's.
And people rock him on merch everywhere. And so, you're like, bro,
according to the, from what I understand, according to those movies, he was framed for being a P, and then that's why he turned into Freddy Krueger, because the parents killed him unjustly in the fire, so he came back to kill everybody.
He did it.
Come on. But I think that's the story behind Freddy Krueger, is he was unjustly murdered as a P, and then comes back and kills all their kids.
Yeah,
the people who killed him.
I watched them, but I was never huge into the Elm Street movies.
I retain the dumbest facts.
Wait, duly noted.
What do you do if the troll takes your baby and you're left with the clay unfertilized troll baby? Like, what do you do with that? Do you just mush him around like Play-Doh? Like, do you keep it? Do you get rid of it?
It's how they explain SIDS. In Norway, like sudden infant death syndrome, they're like, a troll must have taken your kid. And
come on,
yeah,
Jesus,
wow.
All right,
like I said, I fucking just retain the dumbest. I fucking
I love human. Come up with some crazy
things. I know, dude.
It's like, oh, I have no explanation for that. Make must something have been a up, troll. And then it's real.
All right, before we get out of here, if you got a question for me or Howard or Brian, put in the chat or Brian can unmute you. Paul Scally says, Jamie, which band should be on your dream soundtrack for this film? Well, obviously, we need like Ensafernum or what? How do you say it, Howard? Troll. There's a bunch of bands like on Napalm Records and
Let's get Mortis up in here.
Yes.
Necrogoblicon.
Yeah. There you
yes,
go.
Yes. Perfect. What about Justin Timberlake? Wasn't he in?
Oh, he was in that troll movie, right? The animated one.
There's a band called Troll, which is a Norwegian symphonic black metal band, right?
There's a Norwegian band just called Troll.
Yeah. No, Troll. I mean they probably felt slighted that they didn't even get hit up, you know, for this. Finn Troll has to be on it.
There are
somebody
so
in that
many...
band Troll has to dress up.
There are so many troll themed Norwegian metal bands. My mind is fucking blown looking at the screen right now.
Dude, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and troll.
Oh man.
Wow. Listen. Troll Fest. Trolls Kogan. Troll Scientists is a band.
It's troll wild. Scientists. Troll Kogan.
6ix9ine, the rapper, he's a troll.
Fair
Put
enough.
Him on the soundtrack. Right?
See it? I can see it. The hair works.
Yeah, who else? I mean, geez, we could there's a lot.
Top troll metal artists. Well, there's a lot of names I can't even pronounce on here that I'm sure are some sort of variant of troll. These aren't actually letters. It's just that's they made that shit up.
Brian, what are you going to give this?
I'll give this one an 8 for keeping my attention literally the whole time without me going, what the fuck am I watching? I said that, but not for that reason.
I knew you were going to say 8. I just had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, fucking, it kept me guessing for the majority of the movie.
Yeah,
it took literally,
I think the second time I watched it, that's when I realized, you know what? I think I like this.
I was literally intrigued the whole time. I was like, where are they going? What is happening? What is gonna happen now?
Yep.
And I liked how they didn't have like the cheesy human soap opera kind of romance. Like I liked it was animalistic. Mm-hmm. Like they're yelling and hooting and groaning and hollering.
Oh, yeah. There's like face licking or something. I don't know. It was crazy, gross.
I was trying to think of troll pickup lines. Like, what do you do if you're trying to holler at a troll?
I don't know.
Like, hey, you've heard of Elf on a Shelf? Do you want some troll on a pole? All right. I'm done.
I love this show.
I mean, he said Troll Patrol, or wait, what was yours? It was really good.
Troll.
that was good. You know, I was gonna say, you know, that Vore guy, he really burns a lot of bridges, but
you were gonna say it,
and then he changed his mind and did.
I mean, listen, okay.
Oh, man.
10 points for that one.
I was making like a list of all different troll snacks because she's, I love how she's just like thinking and you're like, and she's hanging out. She's just taking the bugs off the moss. She eats like she didn't eat a spider. She ate a worm. And then what was the other bug that she ate?
It's like a cricket, right?
Yeah, I think it was a cricket, something like that.
Because in my notes, I wrote, she's bugging. Like, I was like, don't say that on the show.
I'm too late.
Yeah, there was a lot. All right. Where can they find you, Brian?
Find me everywhere at B McKay's Right. And go sign up to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code JASTA for a 7-day free trial if you like what you heard here. Every episode of How Awesome Is This is available on the Gas Digital Network JASTA page, bonus section. There's 21 episodes up when you're watching this, so go check it out. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Howard, where can they find you?
Light the Torch, Scion, which is coming out. That's Friday, right?
LT Torch Band on Instagram and Twitter.
Thanks. There's a Twitter?
That's
there is.
That's how I tag you and stuff.
We have. There
is. Oh, man.
Oh, November 26th. What's the name of the album? Is it self-titled, the Scion album?
Yeah, just self-titled.
Okay. November 26th, everywhere albums can be streamed. You're going to love it. It's uncontrollably it's just a great record.
Jared is one of my favorite shredders of the moment, for sure. He's fucking so nasty, dude.
Yeah, he's really good.
I really like his comedy shit, like his like comedy sketches too, where he's just like doing wild like gent shit. Like, it's just, he's the best. Go check out Jared's YouTube channel.
That's awesome. But yeah, thanks for everybody supporting it, and Friday should be a fun one.
And if we had to do another movie with trolls in them, any suggestions?
Troll Hunter.
You want to do Troll Hunter?
It's so good. I love that movie.
Hey, let's do it.
Someone said that Ernest Scared Stupid has trolls in it.
It does. Ernest Scared Stupid is so fucking good, and the main bad guys are trolls.
All right, that might be the one.
Yep, all right. Fair enough.
Rest in peace, Jim Varney.
Oh, yeah, Rip.
Wow, Jim Varney. Remember when he was just everywhere?
Everywhere, smoking Pall Malls, no filter. At least that's what I thought. Like, when you saw that dude's face,
yeah,
you're like, oh, this is like a dude who'd be hanging. Like, we had a place by us. It burnt down now. It's no longer there, but it was called the Cape Codder. Like, whenever my uncle, rest in peace, my uncle Paulie, whenever he was missing, we'd be like, did you check the Cape Codder? Like, it was like Jim Varney looked like a dude who'd be hanging out with my uncle Paulie at the Cape Codder.
As a bartender, he looked like a regular.
Yeah. He looked like somebody who was always fixing his truck.
Dude, and somebody was like, you should do this for the Halloween episode, and I forgot we didn't really do a Halloween episode, which was, well, we did one with Spencer for the Jostin show, but we didn't do a How Awesome Is This Halloween show, so maybe that'll make up if we do Ernest Scared Stupid
but
did
Halloween for Christmas.
Did you see the most recent Hansel and Gretel?
The one that's like a horror movie, right?
Yeah. Yes. Did that have trolls in it, or am I thinking of the original?
I don't think there was.
I don't remember if there were trolls in that.
Just the witch and the kids.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember it was entertaining, but I just didn't remember a lot of the detail.
All right. I mean, Ernest Scared Stupid could be a really good one. But we are supposed to watch Fried Barry.
We got to watch Fried Barry.
That's right.
Is it Fried Larry?
Like, what are we getting into now?
Oh, dude, this fucking movie, another one where I was like, wait, what the? I had to rewind it. Like, did they really just do this? And hey, more power to these indie filmmakers that are doing something different, because how many fucking times can, and no offense to Kenny Powers, whoever the fuck's making these Halloween movies, how, like, leave poor Jamie Curtis alone.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, did you ever hear, and we could edit this out, and well, this is just a little something for the Patreon crew. Did you ever hear this wild conspiracy about Jamie Lee Curtis having a troll dick?
Yes.
Yes.
You did.
Yes. I have heard that. She had.
Because when we were kids,
yep.
The two big things was the Richard Gere. Actually, there was three. There was Richard Gere with the gerbil in his ass. Mm-hmm. There was Rod Stewart getting his stomach pumped.
Uh-huh.
And there was Jamie Lee Curtis having a human coochie and a troll dong. Right.
I have heard that in the past.
Yeah. That's funny. Those are just in the lore.
Not true whatsoever. I don't know who started it.
None of them are. And it's so weird because it feels like it was made up in an elementary school bathroom or something, and then it just got out.
Yep. It never died.
It never died. And I remember going on Snopes. Here, let me see if I can pull it up. And before I get to that, I'll just say this. Sylvester Stallone admitted to starting the Richard Gere rumor. He admitted it.
That's because Sly Stallone's the fucking man.
No.
They had beef over this movie, and Stallone got him fired, and then he was pissed, and he started talking shit, and then Stallone was like, oh, you're talking shit? Watch this. And I'm like, you don't know the
hold my beer.
You don't know the damage you caused. And listen, fuck it. Leave this all in. I don't care. Leave it all in. Leave it all in the episode. On Snopes. Here we go. Here it is on Snopes. Jamie Lee Curtis, male or female? Longstanding rumor holds that actress Jamie Lee Curtis acknowledged in an interview that she was born with both male and female sex organs. And this says false. Even though I heard Snopes is also like compromised.
Yeah. I mean, literally anybody whose job it is to check facts these days is not doing
they're
the
suspect.
Right thing. Everybody's they're suspect. Sus.
Yep.
So Paul Scally says something in the chat here, which.
I just want to say 99% of dudes who probably ever had even a slight chance of hooking up with Jamie Lee Curtis would probably just let it fly because what's the big deal, right?
Like from True Lies? If she looked like she did in True Lies, absolutely. I'd be like,
Tucking
I'll
a little something.
Bat it out of the way if I need to. It's fine.
As Kirk would say, throw a wig on it and go, Buster.
That's it.
All right.
So wait, Paul Scally says he heard the lady dick about Lady Gaga too, and then it's like the Rod Stewart thing with the stomach pump that's been attributed to multiple people throughout the year.
Yeah, I didn't hear that about Gaga.
Oh yeah, it just every generation it flips to the new. Like a new person, but those three same rumors, it's wild how they just jump generations to new celebrities.
Okay, here, this you got to edit out. So mark this down.
Here's what I'm going to do. Hold on. I'm going to pause
for everybody there that, you know, all right, we're back. Patreon
super
only
secret squirrel shit.
Patreon only. But if you want to look up, if you're into the conspiratainment, you can look up that Jamie Curtis thing. It's not true though.
Amazing. Oh, hey, and speaking of speaking of a little secret there, I'll just make this not so secret since you guys say I'd never give you anything.
Hey, exclusive.
Yeah,
exclusive.
And since I finished up stuff and I'm like, okay, well, cool. I can start focusing on some other things. So got a little bit of time. So I started working on a project with Adam D.
No shit.
Yeah.
I fucking love Adam D. He's the man.
Dude, and it's called Chimes of Chase. Rhymes of...
Adam looks like he has so much goddamn fun on stage, man. He's a fucking champion.
Oh, yeah. He always has been. It always has been just a lot of fun. So, yeah, doing some writing and demoing, so back at it.
What do you get a guy like Adam D for Christmas? Like, what do you get a guy who has every cape?
Angus Young shorts.
Do you get him some like Richard Simmons, like OG Richard Simmons shorts, like real ones
He probably would rock that. Oh yeah, he probably would. I still remember when he wore just like the craziest outfit in Jersey. It was just like, I think it was like. One of the performer for Cradle of Filth like dressed him up in like a weird little skirt, an umbrella, and everything. It was nuts.
I need pictures of that.
There's some around. There has to be.
So can we submit names for this project with Adam D?
Oh boy, here we go. Haven't even gotten that far, man.
Jonesing for the D. Oh, wait, let me think of the album titles that we could come up with right now.
Oh, man, this might be one of my favorite Adam D costumes of all time.
Let me see it. Wow. He's a pizza slice and his hat is the pepperoni?
There's pepperonis all over him. He's just a full-on pizza.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's the greatest.
He is extremely unique.
Well, let me put my name in the hat. I know Adam is probably sick of working with any sort of producers. He probably just wants to record it himself. But I mean, you've done the Howard Benson route. You've done did you ever do a record with Ross Robinson yet?
No.
You've done Zeus? No, you did Adam D. Well, you have, with Blood Has Been Shed, but Adam D. usually self-produces until you did the record with Howard Benson. And then what was the other one? Didn't you do another one?
One with Howard Benson. Well, I think that was just like some singles or something like that. We did the one with Brendan O'Brien,
that was it. All right. Well, I'm intrigued. I can't wait to hear more. What's Adam's middle name? Do you know?
Oh God, I don't remember.
What if he's like, listen, man, you named your other band after your middle name. Like it's my turn.
No.
Yeah, and it's like,
what if my middle name was just Lucas?
Bartholomew.
Doesn't have the same ring.
Howard Steve Jones.
It really doesn't.
Doesn't have the same ring.
No. No, it doesn't.
But hey, worked out.
Well, please just let us tease a riff or something. Like, even if you got to just play it over the phone, like on a Dropbox. what would be hard? Dude, if you did, I don't know what genre this is going to be, but if you and Adam D did like a West Coast hardcore type of record, like Ignite, but like, with a little bit of mosh, because otherwise, what are the fans going to say? They're going to go, "Oh, it's like Killswitch McJr. or whatever," right?
Man, but if you're just running with this,
you either got to go like death metal, or you got to go like posy hardcore some mosh,
melodic hardcore.
Dude, that would be fire if you did that with Adam D and you had like a little like Ignite H2O mixed with like some Stick to Your Guns. That could be hard.
I wouldn't be against it.
Or straight death metal, like Morbid Angel. With you just screaming, cool, growling, and then you bust into a little bow to me faithfully, bow to me, because you could do that shit. You make David Vincent look like fucking. All right, we'll edit that part out. We don't need to.
Hilarious. Jeez. Oh man, my jaws hurt. Oh, all right, so much laughing.
Listen. Everybody, trolls are people too, and
sorta.
I think that's not the point of the movie.
No. I think it's trolls are not people too. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. Thank you to Andy Wilson, TJ Buggins, Robert Bashaw, Seth Peters, Jessica Baker, Ryan Williams, Paul Scally, John Lempinski, and of course, the one and only, the living legend himself, Mr. Howard Jones. And Brian, we appreciate you. We will be back. And I say, let's do well, we got to do Fried Berry, but right after Fried Berry, we got to do Ernest Scared Stupid. Let's do those both this month.
Yeah, I think that's a good back-to-back right there.
I think those are good. Yeah. Because I won't want to stab my eyes out watching both of those because I've already watched Fried Berry, but I'll just, you know, like speed through it real quick just to get the bullet points.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. And then Ernest Scared Stupid, that's like easy enough. I think it's like 86 minutes running time.
Yeah, dude. And I think I've watched that movie every year of my whole life. So
you just get more and more interesting.
Ernest Scared Stupid is like your Hocus Pocus. Dude, like, you know how like
it's one of the best Halloween movies. I fucking love that flick.
I am about Bad Santa. It's like every year I'm watching Bad Santa.
That's another amazing Christmas movie.
Yeah,
we were just talking about Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Mm.
We were just talking about this with Frank Bello.
Yeah.
Cause Randy told us that, that Billy Bob Thornton was torturing the little dude. He was torturing him because he's like real religious and he didn't want his character to have to swear and shit. And he wrote all these fucked up lines into the script for that dude. That's
fucking amazing.
I believe it.
He's a sick fuck.
Well, most people will, you know, give up their morals for a lot of money. So
yeah, money helps.
All right. That's it for today's show. Check out the movie Border. It's on Hulu. And you can rent it anywhere else, but it's free on Hulu. We'll be back. We're going to do another two episodes this month. So you're getting a bonus on patreon.com/Jost. If you like what you heard, go and subscribe. Otherwise, the video is always on gasdigitalnetwork.com. Make sure you use the code Jost when you subscribe.
And if you're looking for it and you can't find it, you got to click the bonus tab in the Jost Show page.
Bonus tab under the Jost Show page and the audio will be on patreon.com/Josta. And then of course the access to sit in on these live unedited, where you get crazy wild theories and rumors and shit we shouldn't be saying on the show, but we do anyways. It gets edited out.
That weird jump cut about 15 minutes ago.
What jump cut?
Thanks everybody. Bye bye. Thanks for checking out today's show. If you want these episodes earlier, just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code JOSTA. You'll see we also watch this wild. If you like this movie, Border, you'll probably like that movie, Lamb, which we watched. And that's so tell them what they got to do, though, because when I go into the site, I click on the bonus content page and then the Lamb episode will be there, right?
It will be, yes.
Okay. And I think on the site, They're in order. So if everybody was like, yo, what happened to Border? Okay. So when you go to the bonus content page, Lamb is already up now. It'll come out next week or the week after, but you could hear it earlier if you subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code JOSTA, and you'll also see that we debuted the Wild Goose podcast with the one and only Zach Wild and John DeServio. So that debuted on February 1st. We also have Aaron Berg, his new show, Berg's Base. And you can, if you want to try out some of these shows before you subscribe, you can see the schedule when you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and you can click schedule. So you'll see like Aaron Berg shows live every Wednesday at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live every Wednesday at 10 p.m. EST. You'll see our new time for the Josta show is 2:30 p.m. EST on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then if you want to sit in on these shows, like when we watch a movie for the How Awesome Is This podcast and you sit in, you just go to patreon.com/Josta. I know this is a lot of information, folks, but if you listen and you pay attention, it's real easy.
And all the links are right down below.
And all the links are always in the show notes. Patreon.com/Josta. Just click on it and boom, you're sitting in on the podcast if you're all access or executive producer tier. So we try to keep it simple for you. Thank you. If you support any of our sponsors, that's hugely helpful. So like, check it out. If you go to madrussianapothecary.com and you use promo code Jostas21 and you get yourself some nice beard oil and you make yourself smell good and feel good, and then you do good and you want to thank the Mad Russian, just use that code Jostas21, madrussianapothecary.com. Same thing at indiemerchstore.com. You're going to the Cannibal Corpse show. You want the t-shirt, indiemerchstore.com. Boom, Jost at 10. You save 10% off. They're happy. We're happy. Of course, parkwaydriverock.com. If you want to go to that Parkway Drive show with Hatebreed, Black Dahlia Murder, and Stick to Your Guns, or maybe you want to get a shirt to go to that show, you go to martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. There's even Hatebreed VIPs at that if you want to go to the Parkway Drive show and meet us.
And what's the code for
live
that?
There's no code, because then I think we lose money, right? We got to figure out the code situation, because I think we're just hemorrhaging money and it's just everybody's losing money. And then you know what happens when you lose money? You lose friends, you don't get to make cool shit. I think they're almost sold out, but they're these hand carved boxes and I think we don't make any money on them. Because they're hand carved. We're just trying to do something really cool and collectible for the fans. I think if we use the code, we lose money. Martyrstore.net, and pre-order the new Corpse Grinder record. It's fucking awesome. You're going to love it. And Last but certainly not least, seekandstrike.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Thank you for listening. We love you all. Drink your coffee, do your pushups, listen to death metal. Bye-bye.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Adam Amico, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Vivek Pawar, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Jesse DeGruy, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scholard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Brian Underkoffler, Lee Walker, Matthew Thompson, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Patrick King, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler.